empaths, artists, intuitives, sensitives, creators. Nice to see you. Welcome to my first episode here on Empath Entertainment Podcast. Entertainment, a real mouthful, I know. But it was a creative idea that came to me, and I think it does describe me and what I do. So it might need some explaining. But my name's Rachel, if you don't know me already. I'm guessing you do to a certain extent, and that's how you found me. If not, don't let first impressions fool you. Yes, I'm a little kooky, a little silly, and I also do some really deep healing work, and I have a very sensitive artistic temperament. I studied performing arts before I moved into healing arts, and I love exploring that intersection. So that's sort of why, one reason I called the podcast Empath Entertainment, Entertainment and Entrainment. If you're a sensitive, an empath, an intuitive, an artist, you know that we're in training to rhythms, frequencies, attunement is our MO. It's what we're really good at. And, you know, there's this intersection between art and healing, and it's about transformation, isn't it? Now, I have a Pisces moon. That might not mean anything to you. Cancer ascendant. And because Cancer is ruled by the moon, you look where the moon is placed, and mine's Pisces. And Pisces is all about transformation. So I love diving deep, but I am a Sagittarius sun. So I also love laughing at stuff and making fun, making light of situations. I try to be a little more candid on my channel, Urban Empath. But for the most part, I find that I'm doing deep work there, and that's what I'm called to do there. And I definitely feel this sort of a different mode, right? I've had friends call me out on this a bit, in performance as well as healing. You know, when I would walk on the stage as a performer, the banter with the audience and that building that rapport was always very natural for me. And I never really felt nervous about it. It felt like the easy part. The hard part was the singing, or going into the acting. When I was singing, even if I wasn't in character, even if there wasn't a specific character, like I was the character, I was just telling a story, I found that I would take the posture of a singer and like posture as a classical singer as I was trained to be. And it definitely gave a different vibe to make people laugh. And then they're expecting to have a funny song. But I really resonate with deep emotional work. So I'm delivering this emotional piece. It's, you know, that always didn't always add up, but I'm sort of navigating that for myself. How do I bring more of me to my work, more of me to my performance, and just be more authentically me, right? Not feel like I'm putting on a mask. Or I think this is something we all navigate, particularly if you're sensitive, right? Or really attuned to other people. We might consider, well, what are they expecting? But I do notice that I've taken on many mentors. So oftentimes, I can look and see, oh, well, there's a mentor showing up, right? And we're taking these archetypes from the collective, maybe, or from our personal exchanges and interactions. And we do that as artists, we do that as healers and teachers. So finding my own unique voice, I've come a long way, but I'm still working on it. And this is a place I'd really like to explore, that where the entertainer in me, as well as the healer and teacher in me, where's the intersection there, and how can I access both simultaneously? That would be real magic. So we'll see. I really want to navigate that to maybe find my unique voice and share in my own unique approach, which I do tend to feel is lighthearted. As a healer or an intuitive reader or a coach, I don't always feel like that's the voice that's needed. I think the people that feel called to work with me as a healer are looking for someone to listen, someone to have compassion. That's another gift of mine. I have extreme compassion as an empath, sometimes to my own detriment, and I'm learning to navigate that and heal that, because that is based on wounding. So if you're navigating that too, you might relate. If you're navigating how to be more of your authentic self and find your unique voice as an artist, this might be relatable podcast. And I hope to bring topics that speak to you. So, you know, comment and let me know what would be helpful. What are you currently working through? What problems are you being confronted with? And how can I support in that way? And maybe we can co-create this. I felt guided to do this. I trust my guidance. I work with a business alchemy coach for anything that has to do with my purpose or my contribution. And it tends to have its own consciousness. It comes through and I'm guided to focus on one thing or another. And this is something I was guided to really prioritize and put into motion. So I'm excited to present it to you. This is just a brief introduction, combining entertainment and engaging conversation with maybe my favorite things, the ocean, the moon, the stars, transformation, healing, self-discovery, becoming more of who you are. That has been huge for my journey as an empath as well. Lacking that sense of self caused a lot of suffering for me. If you're familiar with the human design system, I'm a role model hermit, my profile, and then I'm a manifesting generator. So role model, make lots of mistakes to learn so you can share what not to do with other people. So first part of your life will be making a lot of mistakes. You can check out your chart at humandesignamerica.com and really get to know yourself there. My astrology chart is full of a lot of useful information as far as the aspects, and I've looked at different systems, and it's all very valuable, and you kind of learn what to take and what to leave, right? What works, what makes sense, and what doesn't. I'm currently really into neuroplasticity and learning about hypnosis, and I recently took a course about psychedelic experiences through hypnosis, and that was really interesting. And I love sharing that stuff with people. I love internal family systems therapy, which is really about compassion, but it can be playful at times. So really just learning how to put all of my talents to use in one voice. And I think a lot of us are navigating that, aren't we? Yeah, and finding those people to model who maybe have already had some success or impact in that way. And, you know, trying that on and making it our own unique approach. So that's what I'm kind of doing here. And I'd love it to be a conversation. So let me know what you're being confronted with as far as problems, what you would like to hear about. I think that a lot of us are here to create and support other people. So I'll be talking about my experiences there. And I'm really excited to really launch this. You know what? I recorded a first episode previously and it really felt really mechanical. It did not feel like I was in a great place emotionally. Like I was not in peak state. I'll say that. I was not in the best state, but I sort of believe in just jumping in and doing your best. And if you need to refine, you can refine. I'm learning to do that more, right? Sometimes I'll develop an idea for years and until it finally feels like it's ready to be implemented. Sometimes that's the right approach. Other times just jump in and see what happens. And if you need to refine it, well, at least then you kind of can assess what needs refined. Otherwise, it's just you're always in preparation mode. And I think that that's something else I'm navigating. This perfectionism, maybe this analysis paralysis. I'm done. We're just going to do it. We're going to jump in. You know what I'm also navigating right now? While everyone is doing like a summit or a class, I'm really partaking. I feel drawn in by everybody's marketing and I want to learn. Like, I'm a little addicted to learning. So there's a lot I've digested. I definitely resonate with that archetype of the sage, right? Like, just digesting a lot of information so that I can share it with other people. That might be a role model thing as well. And just loving to create and share ideas and, you know, sharing experiences that I've navigated so that maybe that's my, you know what, maybe that is to do with my role modelness. Maybe, right? Like, this is what I've learned. And, you know, you can learn from my experiences and maybe not make as many mistakes, not have to make as many mistakes or take so many detours as I did. Yeah, so I have some ideas lined up for episodes, but I'd love your feedback. I want to keep this one brief just to get to know each other. You know, I'm always reading and learning new things as far as neuroplasticity and hypnosis. And like I said, internal family systems. I love that method of healing. I do Reiki, right? All kinds of energy medicine, sound healing. I'm into crystals and aromatherapy and nature, the elements, chakra therapy. There's a lot that I've learned and I've learned with some master teachers. So I'm really excited to kind of share experiences, wisdom. You know, navigating the heart of New York City as an empath wasn't easy as well. So I'm sure like there will be some story times about that. I want to have really fun guests, interesting conversations that maybe help expand and, you know, that awareness of, you know, how these worlds sort of interact, because I do see my path as an artist and performer and my path as a healer or teacher. I don't see them as separate. They're starting to feel more and more intertwined and integrated the more I move forward. I once had a family constellation teacher talk to me about maybe I could find a route big enough to support both, because I found myself being pushed and pulled between artist and healer. I would navigate down this road of, wait a minute, I'm a healer. I'm here to teach people about, you know, all these methods of transformation and also to support them in their process and explore those realms. And then I would go down that path for a while. And then I found I had to backtrack to the main road and be like, wait a minute, I'm an artist, go down this side road. Right. And I felt pushed and pulled and a little bit compartmentalized. And that's what I meant about different modes. It felt like, wait a minute. So, and my family constellation teacher said, maybe you can find a root big enough to hold both. And that to me represented, something solid, right? That could channel both, channel the energy for both, ground it, anchor it. And also trees and roots represent the family system and I can see how both show up in my family system and they're all running through my veins, right? In my DNA. So I say that because maybe that will resonate for you too. Are you finding yourself pushed and pulled with different purposes? This has been a lifelong thing for me, trying to figure out and navigate. Right. Since I was a little girl, when I was asked what I wanted to be, I would say a ballerina because I was into dance. I want to be a ballerina or a nurse. Like I wanted both, and that kind of evolved as I grew older, but it was definitely like this entertainer and caregiver, right? Support other people, nurture them, support their healing process, entertain them, get them out of the deep end and help them find a little more lighthearted approach to living to help them get out of their problems, right? And transmute a little bit of that energy. So I think maybe I don't have to embody both all the time. Maybe I can still do both. And I'd like to explore that here and do it in an entertaining, engaging way. So we'll see. I'd love to know your ideas for what topics you'd like to hear about. And yeah, so I will see you in the next episode. If you're watching on YouTube, thanks for liking and subscribing. I will see you in the next one. Bye.